Like many of us, Robert Laborde's daily routines have been altered by COVID-19, but that hasn't stopped him from living a full life. In his audio diary, he talks about being a caregiver for his mother-in-law, experiencing loss during a pandemic, and how joy can still be found when plans fall by the wayside.
Hello, I am Robert Laborde, and I'm a boiler operator at a hospital in the Oklahoma City area. And life at work has changed immensely in the last few months. The parking lot is mostly empty, as are the buildings on campus since non-essential workers are not there. The throngs of visitors that usually congest the hallways and pack the elevators are not there. I am screened each day before my shift begins. A nurse takes my temperature and asks a few questions.
Have you had a fever, cough, shortness of breath, chest tightness?
I'm still intrigued by the notion that I could travel to another country and return in the 16 hours since my last shift ended. Life at home, well, it was full before the pandemic, and it's full now, and then some. My wife, Susan, and I are caregivers to my mother-in-law, who is on the onset of dementia, has grand mal seizures, and cannot live alone. We share a home, and in many ways, we had already been taking precautions to rid off sicknesses. We still take mother for drives. We just can't take her into a restaurant for a meal while we're out for that drive like we used to. Instead, we order carry out from local restaurants to help them during these times and to take a break from cooking. We've created a sensory garden in the yard for mother, and actually each of us get to enjoy it.
Some new blossoms?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's your bachelor buttons.
Bachelor buttons? They're beautiful.
They are.
We've planted all sorts of vegetables and wildflowers to attract pollinators.
Look at those sunflowers, how big they're getting.
We encourage mother to get some sun each day. Walk around amongst the flowers, insects, and birds. It does wonders for her and for us.
Yeah, a lot of pretty colors.
These walks in the garden are even more valuable these days.
How do you like it?
I love it.
I had a birthday since all this started. Not celebrating with family this time. That was different. Susan baked an awesome cake, though. It looked like a sunflower, because I like sunflowers. One family member turned 90 last week in Colorado, and we didn't get to be with him like we were planning. My cousin Victor in Louisiana passed in early April. In the past week, a beloved family member passed, and the neighbor across the street passed. None passed because of COVID-19, though. However, there were no funerals. Today, mother, Susan, and I stood in the neighbor's driveway with her widower, expressing our condolences and love while social distancing. He said that he really needs hugs now, and he's not getting them. One gift that we are receiving during this pandemic is the opportunity to worship on Sunday mornings with the streaming service from the church in Western Oklahoma that Susan's family worshiped in when Susan was a child.
Heavenly Father, amidst all the goings on of life, the things...
This worship is food for my soul, salt of the earth, people who love God. And for now, we don't have to drive 2 hours to go to church with them.
We thank you for this opportunity to come here at this time to fellowship with you through Christ our Savior.
This story was produced by KOSU's Kately Mills and Matthew Variapa as part of the America Amplified Initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.